Hey, it's the Ringside Report MMA UFC 269 preview show. Let's go!
Let's go!
Hey, ooh, hey. Where's AJ?
Well, damn it.
I don't know.
Hola, amigos! Damn it, I didn't think you would be that fast.
I saw you. Were you eating peanut M&M's before the show?
Damn, you got good eyes, man.
You know,
you noticed that? I'm impressed.
And because you did that, I was like, I think I have some peanut M&M's. I want some peanut M&M's. So then I went while the show was, you know, we're getting ready, and I got myself some peanut M&M's. So now I'm going to eat peanut M&M's while we're doing the show. And it's all your fault, AJ. It's all your fault for tempting
me. How did you pick that out, man?
I see things. I see
you
everything.
You saw me eating that whole bag. I was eating one after another, man. I didn't think you saw me. I'm impressed. I was going to come in with my shtick of on Connor with the glasses. You know, I own this town. I own this town. Fuck you, Poirier. Go back to Brazil, Oliveira. I'm the champ.
Why are
I'm the real champ.
About Connor?
Because it's all fighting. About Connor, dude. He's not fighting, but he's going to fight whoever wins.
What? No, maybe.
I own this town.
Yeah,
I own this town.
AJ does have
a
point.
Listen, man.
Connor might be fighting the winner of this one. Dustin Poirier taking on Charles Dubronx Oliveira is the main event. UFC 155-pound championship on the line. Amanda Nunes taking on Juliana Pena in the co-main event for the Women's Bantamweight Championship. Jeff Neal, fresh out of jail, taking on Santiago Ponzinibbio. Cody Garbrandt, former Bantamweight champion, taking on Kai Kara France. Raulian Paiva taking on Sean Sugar O'Malley. And that's the main pay-per-view card. We also have former Bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz on the prelims taking on Pedro Munhoz. Josh Emmett against Dan Ige. Augusto Sakai against Tai Tuivasa. Not only are the TV prelims, but the early prelims are good, too. Ryan Hall is the third fight of the night against Derek Minner. Aaron Blanchfield taking on Miranda Maverick on the early prelims. Some good fights here all over this UFC 269 card. This is one of those UFC shows that you kind of want to watch from beginning to end because there's going to be a lot of good fights and a lot of high-level fighters sprinkled throughout this event. And then you have the main card, which is very solid, with two big-time title fights, two really good fights that I think will deliver. I think we're going to have two good fights on Saturday. I don't see any way that Dustin Poirier versus Charles Oliveira is a boring fight, right? At the very least, no matter how it goes, no matter who wins, it's going to be a good fight. Those guys come to scrap, right? They come 100%, and I think that the Pena and Amanda Nunes fight is going to be interesting, too. I think Amanda Nunes is always a fun fighter. Juliana Pena comes forward. Some good fights on Saturday.
It's going to be a long night,
man.
I
agree, man. Dustin Poirier, Charles Oliveira, I'm hyped for that. To me, that's the best matchup right now at lightweight. I mean, look, Khabib is retired. Connor, to me, is old news. So, Oliveira versus Poirier makes sense. If Oliveira wins, I think he's going to fight Gaethje. If Poirier wins, I think he's going to fight Connor. I think if Poirier wins or loses, he's going to fight Connor next. So, I'm picking Oliveira because I think he's a better fighter, and I'm also a fan of his. I'm a fan of Poirier also, but Oliveira, we've seen him grow from his beginnings, and he keeps evolving and all, so I'm a fan of his striking. I'm also a fan of his grappling. I'm going to go for a crazy, maybe Oliveira manages to tap out Dustin Poirier. I could see that happening. That's going to be my prediction for the main event. But I'm hyped for that fight. That's one of the most hyped fight for me this year. It's an excellent matchup.
I don't think that's so crazy to think that Oliveira taps out Dustin Poirier. Oliveira, I think, is one of the most, or maybe the most, submissions at 155 pounds in the UFC.
Yeah,
like he's got a ton of submissions
in MMA.
The most,
that's
right?
Fun.
Yeah, it's really
right.
Good. And you know, he had Michael Chandler into some difficult positions in his last fight. eventually finishing Chandler there in the second round. His striking has really improved, too. He came in, like, you know, really good jiu-jitsu, but his striking is so precise now. He's really impressive, Oliveira. Like, he is upped his game. He's at the peak of his career, and he's really tough. But he did face some adversity early on in that Chandler fight. Chandler did hurt him, dropped him, put it on him a bit, but Oliveira was able to withstand that and come back and finish Michael Chandler. I think Dustin Poirier is a different fighter than Michael Chandler, though. I think Dustin is a little bit more durable, a little bit more versatile, and I think he's a far more polished striker. Looking at a guy who just finished Conor McGregor two fights in a row and outstruck Conor McGregor, who's one of the better strikers in MMA, or has been at least, right? So I think Dustin Poirier has more tools. I think his hands have a little bit more pop to them. I think his leg kicks thrown in there, I just think he's a bit stronger. I don't think he's going to put himself in bad positions. He might be a little taller, but I don't know if he's, like, thicker. You know, like, Poirier seems wider than
Oliveira.
Poirier
is huge. He's huge for a lightweight. Come on, man.
He seems big.
He's bigger.
But let's not forget.
He's shorter than 145.
Both of them did. They both did.
Yeah, that's true.
They were both featherweights at one point in their careers. So.
But, Dave, but you brought up a couple of good points. When you look at Oliveira, if you look at UFC records, you're right. He has the most UFC submission wins. He has 14. And, in fact, he has another record with the most UFC finishes, which is 17. So if you're looking at overall, I mean, Oliveira is a beast, man. He came, like, at one point he was the gatekeeper, like, in between, I think between, what was it, 2015 and 2017, he went 2-4. That wasn't a good couple of years. And then after that, he just excelled, and he became just a beast, man. This guy comes, and he comes to win. But you're right. If there's going to be anything I could see Oliveira coming with in a win, it's with that submission. And that's the thing. Like, if you're going to look at Poirier, man, we've seen this guy come from the beginning. And, in fact, you know, you before the show started, you're like, Anthony, who did you pick? And I was like, I think I did say Poirier, but actually I did choose Oliveira over the week from last Monday. But the thing is that ever since I've been listening to Poirier.
So who are you picking?
And is it? Man, you know what? It's going to be a hard one. Listen. No, but listen to this.
You picked Oliveira. So you put out a graphic. You put out a graphic on our Instagram that you picked Oliveira. But today before the show, you're like, oh, yeah, Poirier, he's going to smash Oliveira, da, da, da. I'm like, but didn't you pick Oliveira? You're like, no, I would never do that. And then I showed you this graphic that you made.
Damn,
with you picking
graphics.
Oliveira, Fred picking Oliveira, and me picking Dustin Poirier on my own.
It's
and
a nice
AJ,
graphic.
You're,
look at that graphic.
And you're always getting on me. Oh, flip-flopper, Dave, flip-flopper. And now you're coming on here telling me you're flip-flopping? You're going with Dustin Poirier?
Listen, man. Look, hear me out on this. I was listening
to
Poirier talking on.
I didn't understand why you put out the graphic so early.
Well, we had to, man. We had to be ahead of the game. I told you we're going to have a graphic for the beginning of the week. This is what I think is going to roll, you know. But, again, as the week went on, I kept hearing Poirier talking. And what is that? The shoot to the face, man?
That's a flip-flop for you, baby.
Here, let me put on my shades of shame.
Flip-flopper. He's flip-flopping again.
No. Hear me out on this. Just hear me out on this. So listen, hot sauce, man. First of all, he sold me on his hot sauce, and I'm trying to get him to at least, like, promote his hot sauce on our show.
Oh, my God.
If he does, listen, man, forever Poirier is a champ. But I'm going to tell you something. I was listening to him talk, and he was talking about, like, his life, his history, you know, everything that went on. And the more he spoke, the more he was so determined to win this, man. He wants to win this title. He wants to win this belt. You know, almost it sounded like as if he would retire with this win. And I think Henry Cejudo was saying, oh, if Poirier wins this, he's going to retire, this and that. I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? If he does win, I don't think he's going to retire. I think he'll have one more fight, you know? And that one more fight will be to end it with Conor. But going back to Poirier, the more he was speaking, the more he was convincing me that this guy is going to win. He just had everything from his story,
wife
driving him to his first UFC fight. Dude,
stop.
I know, but hear me out.
Stop. You're telling me Sunday or Monday, whatever it was, you picked Charles Oliveira. You hear Dustin Poirier speak about how much he wants to win, and that is what is swaying you in your pick? This is your fucking analysis, AJ? It's not like, then I watched the Conor fight again, and I realized he did this. Or I watched the Oliveira fight, and I realized maybe he's got some holes here in the game that Dustin's going to exploit. No, that's not what AJ gives us. AJ gives us, he told a story about his wife that touched me, so I'm going to pick him, you know. And AJ's always right, and I have great analysis, and I'm very smart with my picks, even though you're just taking it out of fucking thin air. Ridiculous.
Maybe it's Christmas. I don't know. Maybe it was Hanukkah.
At least with Dave. At least with Team Dave, you get some analysis.
I'm going to go opposite here and give a little, like, make AJ maybe not look crazy, okay?
Ah, boo!
Wait. I remember UFC 94, the primetime show or the countdown show. At the end of it, BJ Penn goes, I just really want that win. When he's about to fight George St. Pierre. But I could see like BJ was trying to convince himself. So when BJ said that, I did not believe him. And that was my moment where I said, okay, George is going to beat him because even BJ doesn't believe it. So who knows? Maybe AJ has the opposite of that. You know, maybe he's able to see when people actually believe they're going to win. But me, I remember I didn't believe BJ that day. So that's how I picked. But hey, maybe AJ's not crazy, but no, Oliveira's gonna win, man. Oliveira's gonna tap it, man. Is that what I chose on the graphic? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, you did. No, you did choose Oliveira, and I'm gonna take off the shades.
Decision.
Of the because
you took decision,
you know
Fred.
Freddie was absolutely
submission.
Right.
You see, that's why I don't like those early graphics. I want submission, man. Am I a flip flopper now?
This is the way it's gonna go.
Yep.
No,
you're fine because you're at least staying with the same pick. Unlike AJ, who's switching sides, I'm not. I'm giving you Dustin Poirier still. I got Dustin Poirier to win. I think that he is more durable than Oliveira, and I think that he will hurt Oliveira, and I think he will finish him within the first three rounds. I think Dustin Poirier is at the peak of his career right now. He is running through people. If you look at his track record, you look at the guys he's defeated, I think it's more impressive than what Charles Oliveira has done as of late. The only guy that is defeating Dustin Poirier in the last, 5 years is Khabib Nurmagomedov. Dustin is going through everybody else, including Max Holloway, including Justin Gaethje, including Dan Hooker, including Conor McGregor. Like, that is a murderer's row that Dustin Poirier has gone through in the past few years. Not to say that Charles Oliveira has not gone through some tough competition. He beat Tony Ferguson in 2020, but I don't think that was peak Tony Ferguson. He beat Kevin Lee in 2020. I think ditto for Kevin Lee with the Tony Ferguson situation. I don't think he's at his peak. He's beat some guys, but who? You know, he beat Jim Miller and then David Tamer and Nick Lentz and Jared Gordon and then Kevin Lee and Tony Ferguson and then Michael Chandler. But he hasn't been tested at a very high level until the Tony Ferguson fight. And even then, it's debatable because I don't think Tony Ferguson was really the peak Tony Ferguson at that point. And then Michael Chandler.
Dropped
I mean,
him.
I don't want to say.
Chandler dropped him.
But Chandler, I don't think he's at his peak either, guys. I mean, let's be honest. The guy's 35 years old.
Oh, he looked good.
He just got beat by Justin Gaethje in his last fight.
Another good fight.
I think Michael Chandler was at his peak in Bellator, and the UFC picked him up when he was kind of at the end, maybe to prove a point that, hey, Bellator guys aren't so good. I don't know why, but I don't know why they took so long to pick up Michael Chandler. But I don't think Michael Chandler is at the peak of his career, and if you look at his record right now, he's 1-2 in the UFC. You know, he's on his way to having a Ben Askren run in the UFC. So,
but he had two good fights, exciting fights. You can't say that he didn't come in here putting on a performance on both fights. Chandler came close to winning against Oliveira when you think about it. Like I said, he dropped him, and he doesn't have the reach like Poirier, that's for sure.
Exactly.
And he probably doesn't have the heavy hand like Poirier.
I'm not trying to disrespect Michael Chandler. The point I was making was that Oliveira squeaked by Michael Chandler and was able to beat him. I don't think Michael Chandler is Conor McGregor. You know, I don't think Michael Chandler is Max Holloway. I think that the level of competition that Dustin Poirier has beaten the past few years is higher. I just think that there are levels to the game, and Dustin is at a higher level. But Charles can prove me wrong by beating him on Saturday. I mean, it's entirely possible. Dustin has been finished before. He can be finished again. Charles has some very accurate hands, and he might land the shots. But I think Dustin's going to be too strong for him, and his chin's going to be too good. His chin's going to hold up. It'll be a dogfight that Dustin will win, and he'll put Oliveira away within the first 15 minutes.
Well said, Dave. That's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a dogfight, and you're right about that. I mean, if you're looking at Poirier, like, you know that he's not going to win by submission. This guy hasn't submitted someone since 2012. That was against Jonathan Brookins. Remember that guy? He got him by Darstroke. So there's no way that he's going to be able to pull that off. But what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to stop the early takedowns by Oliveira. Because you're right, and I agree
take
with
Freddie. Takedowns? What takedowns?
Well, to be put down on the ground and not be submitted, because that's exactly what Oliveira is going for. He's going for that submission win. He's not going the distance. I don't think he's going to be able to knock out Poirier, even though Poirier's been knocked out twice. But if you look at the fight with Chandler and you look at his previous fights, Oliveira, his jaw is questionable. And when you're going up against a guy like Poirier, you said it right, it's going to be a dogfight. The guy's going to be in that pocket. He's going to be throwing bombs. And one thing with Poirier, he likes to go toe-to-toe with anybody. He likes to see who has the better chin, who has the better conditioning. He goes the distance, and he makes it a fight. And that's what I think is going to be the Achilles on Oliveira. To go the distance with Poirier, man, you've got to be able to take those shots. So if he can't get Poirier down in the early rounds, it's going to be a win. That's why, like, it wasn't only about the whole questioning or the talks that he had this week that sort of changed my mind on Poirier, saying this guy looks so hungry that he wants that belt. He's been waiting for this opportunity, which he got with Khabib, and it didn't work out. Nobody could beat Khabib. We know that. But he has that in his mindset that he is going to beat Oliveira. He's going to take that belt, dude. And you know what? I'm like, okay, the graphic came out on Monday, but we still have up to Saturday for me, like, to look at, did I make the right bet with Oliveira? I'm changing that, man. I'm going to be the flip-flopper this time. I'm going to go on it. And by the way, I wear the shades of shame. I'm wearing the shades of shame for being a flip-flopper.
You should be ashamed.
Conor McGregor style.
Go for it.
Who had Aldo last week? Who had Aldo last week?
Me?
Who had Fiziev last week?
Me?
Who had Dusko last week? Who had Guida last week?
Oh, is that me?
Go with the hot hand, man.
No, that's
Freddy. Team Freddy.
That's Freddy. Freddy. Freddy got him all
Oliveira,
right, man. And Freddy was
submission
on a roll.
I don't know. I feel like I won money last week. I won money on Aldo. I bet on Aldo in the end. Did I not pick Aldo on the show last week? Because I put money on Aldo last weekend. I won.
I think
so.
You picked Font, but
did
I?
Yeah.
Be wrong.
I think I don't know.
No, I did. I did.
I thought it was just AJ.
Yeah, we did. We
I
both
might be wrong.
No. It was both.
Did I pick Font too?
And the thing, it's a Dusko, the guy that you went on a rant.
Yeah, Dusko.
Remember you went crazy on that
day?
Yeah,
I can't believe
Dusko,
he won.
Dusko, and then Freddie pulled it off. When
I mean,
Dusko won, I'm
I
like, holy
Clay
shit.
I knew Guida could take a beating, man, and come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But
and the ref would give it
that
a chance.
That was amazing.
But some your parlay didn't
no, you
come
pulled
through,
it
though,
off.
Right? Something happened.
No, I know. Fucking Jamahal Hill defeated
oh, yeah.
Jimmy Crute.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I gave you Chris Curtis last week. He was a big underdog, guys. Big underdog, and I told you he was going to win, and he did. Another victory for Curtis. I'm really impressed with this guy. He's very impressive. Talented guy. Hell of a hand, man. He can crack, man. Two knockouts. Very, very
Please,
good.
Man.
Very good guy. I like him. All right. We got Oliveira. We got Poirier. We got bets. We got fights. I'm hyped for Saturday night. Bet99.com, by the way, is where you want to go. Take advantage of that matching deposit of up to $600. Go to bet99.com and use that promo code ringside to get that matching deposit. Bet99.com, use that promo code ringside. Freddie, AJ, and I will be back on Saturday night watching the UFC 269 pay-per-view along with you Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Ringside Report Network. AJ, will you be sitting right here with me? You're going to be here?
You better believe it, man. I'm going to be wearing my shades of shame because I flip-flop, but I think I went with the right bet on this. Even though Freddie was winning last week, I think this Saturday, Poirier's coming out. He's going to win it. And you know what? Not to take away from Oliveira, man. But, you know, I forgot to mention one thing, Dave. Let's not forget one thing that makes a huge difference is that Poirier is a southpaw. And when he fought Connor, like, you know, that was like a different game. But when you're a southpaw, man, you've got that advantage. And let me tell you, that advantage is what's going to take Oliveira down. He's going to get knocked out. In my opinion, Poirier is going to knock out Oliveira.
Yep,
and,
I got
and
that
I
too.
I forgot the whole fact that he's got a that he's a southpaw, and that's exactly how it's going to end.
Yep, don't ever forget. AJ said that Poirier will knock out Oliveira. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget. Yeah, AJ said that Poirier. This graphic that AJ made. And there's Dave.
Just focus
there's
on
Dave's
yours.
Picks. Yeah, focus on Dave because Dave is sticking with his picks. Poirier by knockout, and I also have Juliana Pena. By the way, the odds have.
That's where you're wrong, bud.
Yeah, well, that's fine. The odds have Poirier -158, the favorite. Oliveira +128, the slight underdog. And we'll give you our picks with the bets and the Bet 99 picks in a bit with our parlays and everything for Saturday. I like Juliana Pena.
You got a little frog in your throat.
No, I'm good. I like Juliana Pena. I'm just taking a pause. It's a dramatic pause before I get into the Juliana Pena fight because it's big. It's big. I've been talking about it for a while, and I'm hyped about it. Juliana Pena coming in +600, the underdog. I'm putting money on Juliana Pena. I think Juliana is going to come through and land some big takedowns and win rounds and win the fight. I think she's going to shock the world. I think Juliana Pena's wrestling will be the difference. I think that Amanda Nunes has not faced a fighter that comes forward like Juliana Pena. Juliana has a hell of a chin. She's very tough to put away. And I think she's going to be the one to do it. It's something about timing. Amanda's been on top for a while. She's been going up and down in weight for a while, defending both championships. I feel like this is Juliana's time. She's been working her way up the ranks. I think she's at the peak of her career. If she doesn't do it here, I don't think she'll ever do it. But I think she's going to beat Amanda here.
I don't think she'll ever do it.
Yeah, well, that's possible, too. I mean, Amanda is the greatest women's fighter of all time, without a doubt. She's on an incredible run. But at some point, the run comes to an end, and I feel like it's going to come to an end on a Saturday night. Now, the odds makers obviously don't agree with me. Freddie and AJ obviously don't agree with me. But that's where I'm going for Saturday night, guys. I'm going with Juliana Pena by decision. I think she puts Amanda on her back, puts Amanda in uncomfortable positions, continues to put Amanda on her back foot. I think if you move forward on Amanda Nunes, you get key takedowns when you need them. I think she's beatable. You don't want to stand in front of Amanda and play a Muay Thai game with her because she's going to whoop your ass. But if you can push her backwards, if you can control the center, I think that Juliana Pena has a real shot here. So I like Juliana Pena. I think she's an underrated fighter, and she's going to come to win this fight. This is a fight that she's wanted to win and has been. You talk about wanting to win. You talk about the desire, AJ. This has been a big fight for her for a long time. And Amanda, don't forget, coming off COVID, never good. This fight was supposed to happen couple months ago. This fight was supposed to happen in August, but Nunes tested positive for COVID, and they had to cancel the fight here. So, you know, I think that this may be the time when Nunes is vulnerable. Now, I know, AJ, you think that you know, but you really, you don't know. You're just guessing.
Listen, Penna, I'm going to tell you. Months.
What? Yeah, so?
You know what, Dave? I mean, Penna is like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz.
Like that?
Exactly. Come on, Dave, are you serious? Listen, the only reason she's getting this fight is because she just trash-talked her. She begged to fight her. She's not getting this fight based on merit. So let's be honest. She's fighting Nunes.
Everybody
she's going to survive that.
Dealt with.
Everybody else got beat. Yeah, she's the number one contender.
Look, she's going to get that first round. The first round is going to be maybe a survival for Pena. But it doesn't make a difference. Even if she goes down on the mat, even though that's supposed to be her specialty, Nunes is going to destroy her. This is a fight, like I said, she's the wizard in the Wizard of Oz, man. The curtain pulls open and boom, Welcome. You got Nunes across the cage, man. Good luck. It's going to end pretty bad for her. And you know what? Nunes is still going to walk away as champ. This is not a fighter that has anything in there that – the only way that Nunes is going to lose this fight is that she slips on a banana peel and she loses. Other than that, it's not happening.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Like, I don't understand.
Did you guys go mute there? What happened?
I don't know. I got
my
nothing
wife's
to say.
Radio, man.
We'll see, man. We'll see, AJ.
The Jim Rome effect. but
listen, man.
I'm with AJ, man. I like Dave. Like, this is the craziest pick you've ever done, probably on the show, man. Look, if you're right, man, I'll say, wow, you were lucky, but you won't be right.
I don't think
Listen, Fred, it's luck.
I got a feeling, man. I got a feeling about Juliana Pena. I think styles make fights. And I think she's the right style and the right type of fighter to put it on Amanda and put her on her back, I think, for three rounds. I think she controls Amanda Nunes for three rounds and wins the fight 48-47 after five rounds. I think she wins the fight on points by controlling and winning every second of every round, just going for it.
Dude, if she survives,
I mean,
the first
I'm not
round,
saying she's gonna win. I'm just saying, you know, you win it. You win it. You know, by minutes. You know, you win this minute. You win the next minute, and then all of a sudden, you've won a round. You win a round. You win another round. You win another round. You win the fight, and I think that's how it's gonna go. She's gonna play the game.
It's all
she's
about
gonna,
inches, man.
She's gonna get points. That's it. She's gonna get the points where she needs to get them, and she's gonna win. Angelo
but
doesn't
Dave,
believe it. Nobody believes it. I know nobody believes it. That's okay. Patrick C. Hamilton believed in it. He put a bet on it. So shout out to Patrick.
That's true.
I believe in it too. So I'm going to put a bet on it and we'll see what happens, guys. We'll see who's laughing
Dave,
at the end of the night.
Last week when you were saying that you've got a crazy pick, I was like, okay, he's going to say something with Poirier and Oliveira. I didn't think that you would go towards Amanda Nunes to lose that fight, especially to Pena. I mean, for you to say that, I was shocked from last week. That's the whole reason why the Bet 99 pick went out like on Monday. I'm like, no one's going to believe this. If people, like, if Dave pulls this off, like Freddie says, it's the craziest pick that you've picked of all time. Even more than, what's his name, that crazy guy. You used to scream his name all the time, and he always lost. And you picked him to win once, and it was the end. I forgot his name. It was like, wow, one of those crazy names.
I don't know who you're talking
remember
about.
Remember, he used to sing. It's not Dusko. It's not Dusko, but it's something around there. He used to like
Modestas Bukauskas.
Exactly.
Probably.
Modestas, and Modestas, you picked him to win after he got like he lost so many times, and he came back and he lost again. But this is even crazier because for Pena to beat Nunes in a decision win, I mean, she's got to go five rounds with Amanda. There's no way in hell that this girl. If she could pull that off, Dave, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to wear a Dave is Right t-shirt like for the next month, like at work, on the streets, on the show. I'm going to be like, Super Dave Simon is right.
Who's better?
And
AJ who's better?
Is wrong.
Who's a better fighter in your opinion? Juliana Pena or Felicia Spencer? Who's better?
Juliana Pena.
Felicia Spencer went five rounds with Amanda Nunes.
That's one fight, man.
She fucking went five rounds. Five rounds. That, to me, was a sign
Amanda
of weakness. When she went five rounds with Felicia Spencer and couldn't put her away, I said, I don't know. I don't know if she's still the GOAT. Then she beat Megan Anderson in her last fight, but come on now. Does Megan Anderson still even fight in the UFC? I don't think so.
Not sure.
She doesn't. That was her last fight. This is different, man. I'm telling you. We'll see what happens, guys. But Felicia Spencer went five rounds with Amanda Nunes. And she lost every one of them. But I think Juliana's better than that. I don't think Juliana gets put away. I think this fight goes the distance no matter what. Honestly, I don't think Juliana gets put away. We'll see what happens. UFC 269. It's going to be a fun watch along, right?
It's going to be nuts, man.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a nail biter. There's no doubt about it, man. When that fight comes up, you know, I'll be sitting next to you, and like, if it goes Pena's way, I'm going to be like, I'll be shocked. But you know what? If it does come your way, man, some people are going to make some good money because you told them to bet since last week's odds, and those odds were really good. So I forgot who was it. There was a few people that actually bet on it.
Yeah.
Listen, man, if you could pull this off, bud, you know, they owe you a good Christmas gift.
We did well last week. We've been doing well all year. Team Dave is going to finish off the year with a bang. Women's fights and in massive upsets all the time. All the time. Happens all the time.
I don't see it happening, Dave. But you know what?
Well, we'll find out on Saturday night, guys. Jeff Neal taking on Santiago Ponzinibbio. Jeff Neal was, like, arrested for some shit recently. For driving under the influence and unlawful possession of a firearm. He was released from jail. This was on November 25th. This fight's still happening, guys. Remember when he was arrested? We're like, oh, is he going to fight? And, yeah, he's going to fight. Yeah, it's fine.
I told you, man. You know? I told you that. It was exactly like I said with the Desmond Green when he fought Jourdain. Like I said last week, the guy murdered like three people while being intoxicated
It's not murder. It's not murder. It's manslaughter.
Well, he was charged with, or manslaughter, whatever. Yeah. He still got 20 years, man. He was on heavy coke. He was like juiced out of his gills with alcohol. The guy killed, in my opinion, murdered three people. But the thing is that he still fought. And then there's no way that Neal was not going to fight based on what happened. You know, until he gets to court and he gets proven guilty, I mean, you know, he's still going to fight. And even if he does get proven guilty on whatever happened, he's still going to be fighting in the UFC. Look at some of these guys of what they've done. Like, you know, there's so many guys that have done worse and they're still fighting. But, you know, back to saying if he's going to be able to win, I don't know, man.
Fuck
That's
no.
That's going to be a tough one.
You kidding, man? He's fighting Santiago Ponzinibbio. Ponzinibbio's legit. Ponzinibbio right now, -137. Neal, +110. This fight was a pick'em earlier this week, and I said, if this is a pick'em, pick Santiago. I got Santiago for sure. If this guy is getting arrested for driving drunk like 2 weeks ago, how do you think his training camp went?
I agree with you.
He's losing, bro.
I agree with
Come
you.
Come on, man.
No, and he's fighting Ponzinibbio, who's a brawler, man.
He's
if he
good,
doesn't
man.
Have what it takes to... Ponzinibbio's amazing, and that's the thing. He's going to be overwhelmed, you know? And if you look at Ponzinibbio, he beat Neal Magny, man. He knocked him out. Neal Magny beat Jeff Neal. So, like, if you look at that, like you were saying earlier, I mean, the guy doesn't stand much of a chance, and I agree with you. If the guy's out partying, I forgot who the hell he was partying with. It was somebody from the UFC as well. Oh, it was actually one of the referees. I don't know if that's factual, but one of the refs from the UFC was with Neal, and they were partying and whatever, and they got
what?
Stopped. But, the thing,
but you don't know
yeah,
if it's factual.
It the, listen, I'm just
Let's
saying.
Let's move on then. Let's move on. Okay.
Listen, look into it. Look into it, and you're going to see that it was one of the referees that was with them. I'm telling you. But the thing is
How
this,
about you look
right,
into it before
take...
you spew random bullshit?
I'm not, man. I'll get it for you. But regardless, what it comes down to is if the guy's not taking his training camp serious and he's drinking, I mean... What kind of a chance does he have going up against Ponzinibbio? It's going to be crazy. Let me find this, man. I'm going to find you the ref.
That's okay.
No, I'm going to do it, bud. Let me get my good friend Google.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Ponzinibbio also. Mostly because I think he's a better fighter. And also, like, Jeff Neal, like, where is your head right now, man? Your head must be at a million places. But, hey, some people do good under adversity, so... I'm not going to count him out, but the logical choice has to be Santiago Ponzinibbio. Or go
Ponzinibbio.
Ahead, say it
Ponzinibbio. Yeah, I've got Santiago. That's a clean sweep. We all like the slight favorite here, Santiago Ponzinibbio, to take on recently arrested Jeff Neal. Kai Kara France taking on Cody Garbrandt. Whoa.
That's
Did we
crazy.
Just disappear? Are we back? Kai Kara France taking on Cody Garbrandt. I don't know. Cody Garbrandt, this is a fight at 125 pounds. This is a good one here. We have Kara France as the slight underdog, +116. Garbrandt, -145. The favorite. I've been impressed with Kai Kara France. Good fighter. Garbrandt is coming off a loss to Rob Font. He's lost four of his last five. Garbrandt has struggled since losing the Bantamweight Championship. And I think that he struggled to find his footing in the UFC, and I don't know what's going on with him. He had such promise at one point, and then not.
He had a great fight against Dominic Cruz, and from there, like, it's been up and down, mostly down.
Yeah, and he's not an old guy either. Like, he was champion very young. He's only 30 years old. He lost the championship in 2007, got knocked out by TJ Dillashaw, and that was big, right? Like, that didn't just hurt him physically, but mentally too, because he had such a rivalry with Dillashaw, and Dillashaw just stopped him. And then they had a rematch, and Dillashaw stopped him again, even quicker.
Yeah. And to then be fair, TJ popped after that for a PED, so.
Yeah. But, you know, he still got knocked out by Dillashaw twice, and then he fought Munoz, got knocked out by Munoz. Then he knocked out Asun Sao in 2020, and then he comes off that five-round decision loss to Rob Font. That was pretty one-sided from what I recall. Like, that was mostly Rob Font's fight. I'm going to go with the underdog here. I like Kai Kara France. I think he's really good. He's dynamic. He moves well. He's got knockout power coming off a knockout win over Rogerio Bontarin. Kara France is good. He's coming out of that good team out there in, where is he, Australia, New Zealand?
Australian.
Isn't he on the team there with Adesanya? Is he on his team?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look into it.
I thought he was part of his team. I'm not sure. He's on one of those big teams out there in Australia. He's a good fighter. I think he beats Cody Garbrandt. He might knock out Cody Garbrandt, too. I got Kai Kara France plus 116, the underdog. I think that's a really good pick as far as value in an underdog. I'm not
Man,
very
have
high.
Have you seen the pictures of
on Garbrandt?
Have you seen the pictures
days.
Of Cody Garbrandt?
No.
Have you seen his pictures, like his recent pictures? Man, what a difference. The guy looks ripped. I mean, if you're able to pull him up on whatever, Twitter or whatever, you can see just his recent pictures. He looks ripped, man, like in top shape, like he's never looked before. But, man, does he have it, you know, to go against Kara?
I mean, he looks like ripped, man, because he's going down to 125, which is like, you know, it's a
sure.
Big,
but it's a 10-pound difference, cut, man, so. When you look at him generally. For sure, but if you look at his physique, man, it's unbelievable. You look at, like, the before and after, you're like, holy smokes, man. It gives you, like, a second to pause and think, maybe Cody has it because this guy has trained, you know, to fight and to come and win, man, and he's looking the part. There's no drug arrest or anything like that or, like, whatever. You look at those picks with Cody, and it'll make you think maybe Cody has that chance to win. But, you know, Kara France is like, he's you know, if you're looking at the overall betting odds, man, you're looking at him to knock out Cody, which kind of makes sense. But I don't know, man. Did you see the picks, Dave?
No.
Take a look at him. Just take a quick look if you can, no. And you'll see what I'm talking about.
I don't care.
Flip, man.
Yeah. So who are you picking?
I'm gonna go with Kara France regardless. Okay, I mean, you know. Yeah.
Finally, you get to the point. Like, it takes forever.
I didn't know they were waiting for me. I was just, like, going on the rant.
Rowley, yeah, I know. Rowley and Paiva
you
takes on.
You're buying you time to watch the pick.
Yeah. I don't need to look at Cody Garbrandt and his shape. It's fine.
Looks good, man.
I don't think it matters at this point. Not against this opponent.
Six-pack.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm waiting for you. Go ahead.
Jeez.
The only Paiva thing that would make it better is O'Malley. If he made a 1-2-3 kid reference, but I don't think AJ would get it. Six Pac.
Who you guys got Pac. In the O'Malley fight? Give me a pick, goddammit, somebody. O'Malley's minus 325, the favorite. Paiva plus 250.
Fighting another jabroni, or?
He's not even on the top 15.
So? He's not bad. He beat Zalgas Zumagulov. I don't know. He might beat O'Malley, to be honest. I think it's worth putting money on this guy. He's such an underdog, and O'Malley's just not that solid.
I'm going I'm going to go that O'Malley should win. He looked good in recent fights, O'Malley. So, like, I'm going to go he should win this fight. And I want him to fight better competition, man. Come on, man. Step it up.
He doesn't want to, right? Isn't that his deal?
I know.
He doesn't want to fight better competition. He would rather,
because he doesn't get paid more. Same, so.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes sense, but it's kind of boring to watch him fight these guys. But I think the UFC is going to put as much a no-name competition that's good in front of him to try and take him out of there. And I think Paiva's one of these guys that the UFC is trying to put as a roadblock to O'Malley's success. And I think they want this guy to beat O'Malley. And I think he might beat O'Malley. I'm going to go with, although he's a little small. He's fought at 125 before. This is a bantamweight fight. O'Malley's pretty big for a bantamweight. It's tough. It's tough to go against O'Malley in this one. He's a pretty heavy favorite. He should probably win. But I wouldn't put him in my parlay. Put it that way. All right? I'd say he probably wins, but I wouldn't bet on him. Not at minus 325. There's no value there. He's not good enough to be that heavy of a favorite. All right? That's how I feel. AJ, you got a pick there? Or we're moving on.
No, I'm going to go with O'Malley.
Alive?
I mean, even though there's a lot. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just looking at some things here, you know. Like, for sure, there's a lot of hype on O'Malley. Like, you know, he's the champ without being the champ kind of thing. You know, he comes out to fight. His last fight was with Moutinho, which I like to see him fight again, was insane. But if you look at the hype train, I don't have the actual stats in front of me. But with the number of strikes thrown, O'Malley is up there on like, some of the most strikes thrown in the UFC. So when it comes to hype, he's able to back it up with certain statistics that he's up there. And you know what? He needs to get some big wins, but when he comes out to fight, he performs. It's an exciting fight. He delivers. He needs the win, and I don't see him losing to the Brazilian here. I see him winning it by knockout. I think he's going to come out, and he's going to finally start to make people believe in his hype. And this is the fight, man. I think he's coming out and he's going to perform.
All right, AJ going with Sean O'Malley, the favorite. Got some prelim fights here. Josh Emmett taking on Dan Ige. This is a pretty good fight. I like this one. Emmett minus 163, the favorite. Ige plus 133, the underdog. Solid fight on the prelims. How about Dominic Cruz and Pedro Munhoz? You catch this stuff with Dominic Cruz and Daniel Cormier? Dominic Cruz was asked about Daniel Cormier as an analyst, and he said, oh, he's not that great. I put it on mute. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't do the research. And then Daniel Cormier interviewed Dominic Cruz about it and said, you know, some of this stuff you shouldn't say out in public, and, you know, it's not right. And it turns out that Daniel Cormier used to pay a guy to do research for him and then give him a research package. And that's how he would prepare for his commentary gigs. Apparently they don't. Bisping didn't do that. And Cormier says he stopped doing that because it got too expensive for him. And now he does his own research, apparently, but not as much as Dominic Cruz and not to the extent that Dominic Cruz would appreciate. And Dominic Cruz kind of called him out on that. And I like Dominic Cruz for calling him out on that. If he's not prepared, if Dominic is more prepared and DC is coming out there and he's just kind of winging it, well, he should be called out. Why not? I think it's funny. I think it's funny when they that. And, you know, I call AJ out for being underprepared and having all the wrong facts. It's part of the show. It's the same thing.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. You're absolutely right. But Dominic Cruz is actually pretty good. When he's, like, commentating and he's, like, you know, putting in his analysis in the fights and whatnot, the guy knows what he's talking about, and he speaks really well. Like, I listen to him, and I'm like, wow, this guy makes sense. You know, not to take away from DC, man. DC is, like, one of my favorite fighters of all time. But there are a few times where he makes mistakes with, like, who the guy's fighting and whatever. It happens, man. It happens to everybody. But, like, he's right. Like, out of sort of professionalism, especially when you're under the same organization, you shouldn't be calling each other out. You know what I mean? Like, if it had to go toe-to-toe, I don't think DC has, like, much of an issue to, you know, stamp, like, Cruz out in a real fight. Let's be honest. But,
yeah, but they're not fighting. They're not fighting.
Yeah, but
they're both analysts, and Dominic Cruz is calling DC out, and I think it's fine. As long as the UFC doesn't have a problem with it, I think it's fine. Dominic Cruz is clearly more professional at the job than Daniel Cormier is.
I mean,
but you shouldn't call the guy out.
Why not? It's funny.
It's kind of cheap, man, to call him out. Come on, man. It's kind of cheap, man. Why are you calling out? Like, if I'm at it, like, if we're in school and I get good grades without studying, man, you're going to call me out?
I want to call you a genius.
No, I mean, that's an accomplishment, I think. That's different. And Daniel Cormier coming out and not really knowing what he's talking about.
I like Daniel Cormier, man, as an analyst, man. I've never said to myself, oh, this guy doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about. I've never said that. So, I don't know. I like Daniel Cormier. He does a good job. Keep the good job, Daniel.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Dominic, focus on your fight, man.
I just thought it was funny that Dominic Cruz called him out. I like it. I think Dominic Cruz is going to win his fight here against Pedro Munhoz. I think Dominic moves better than Munhoz. I think Munhoz is a little too slow, and he won't be able to catch up with the footwork of Dominic Cruz. I think Dominic outpoints him, outstrikes him, and maybe mixes in some takedowns as well. I like Dominic Cruz winning this fight by decision. He is plus 100, the underdog. Munhoz minus 123, the favorite. I think Dominic pulls this one out, the dominator, with another win.
I agree with you 100% on that one, Dave. Put that down on the sheet, and I won't flip-flop.
Wow.
Yeah, Dominic should win, man, by decision. He's going to pick him out.
There you go. Wow, we're unanimous here on the underdog pick, so that tells you something. I also like the Tai Tuivasa-Augusto Sakai fight. I think Tuivasa knocks out Sakai. I just think he's got more power, and he's got a better chin. Tuivasa, a slight, slight favorite. This is basically a pick-em. Tuivasa minus 112, Sakai minus 110. I like Tuivasa here. I think there's a good value there in picking him at minus 112.
I want to see him drink his shoe from his shoe.
That's what
I want to see. But
after he wins.
You know what? And I agree with you on this one too, Dave. Someone's getting knocked out, and it's going to be Augusto. I agree. Ty is winning this and drinking through that shoe, which is pretty nasty, but it's really cool to watch.
Elsewhere, some of these prelims, we've got Miranda Maverick and Erin Blanchfield. I like Maverick in a major way. Very impressed with what she's been able to do in the UFC. Minus 137. I thought that she'd be a heavier favorite here against Blanchfield, so I definitely like Miranda Maverick. And Ryan Hall, look out for him taking on Derek Minner. Ryan Hall, a jiu-jitsu ace, minus 209, the favorite over Minner. The odds have Ryan Hall getting another submission, probably a heel hook of 50, some 50, sort,
man.
Something like that.
Heel hook, man, knee bar, whatever. But what I'm more shocked about is not the fact that Ryan Hall is going to win by submission, but the thing is that why is he on the early prelims? I cannot understand that. This guy is exciting. People want to watch him, man, but he should have been at least on the prelims, not on the early prelims. We won't be able to see him. Like, I won't be able to watch this guy.
Why not?
That's what kills me. And on the early prelims?
Why can't you watch it? What's the problem?
It's not going to be televised.
Oh, it's on Fight Pass.
It's not going to be televised. It's on Fight Pass, and that's what I'm getting at. People need to see Ryan Hall perform, and you know what? Like, he has a huge following, man. This is what kills me. I cannot understand why he's not on the prelims. He's a lot better than some of the other ones on the prelim card, but you know what? It's a shame. So I've been looking forward to seeing Ryan Hall fight again, but it's not going to happen on free television.
Well, they give you a reason to buy Fight Pass, you know? You want to see Ryan Hall, buy Fight Pass. You want to watch Dominic Cruz, watch the TV prelims. You want to watch Dustin Poirier, watch the pay-per-view. It's their business model. They're trying to get you to pay for everything and watch everything. And I've done that. I've been a Fight Pass subscriber since day one. I like Fight Pass. I think it's good, so... let's do the things, the part.
What about Eric Anders, man?
What about him?
I'm surprised you didn't talk. Roll call, man.
What did you say?
It's gonna be a tough one, man, but...
What?
Hey?
What did you say?
What did I say? Roll call? Roll Tide, man. Roll Tide, not roll call. Did I say roll call? Close enough. It's the same thing, man. He's gonna get rolled, all right. He's going to be called out. I don't think he's going to have a hard time in this fight. Sorry, Eric. C'est la vie, man.
Oh.
Roll call.
Yeah, I've gotten Muniz in that fight too, probably.
Yeah.
Shit happens,
man.
Let's do parlays. I'm going to do a little parlay ski for you, Team Dave's parlay for you. I've got Dustin. Hold on. Let's figure this out. Who do I have in my parlay, guys? I think I've got Dustin. I've got Ponzi. I've got Cruzy. I've got Tui. I've got Miranda. Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's spicy.
You don't have Juliana?
Not in the parlay. I'm taking her on a separate bet. But I guess, I mean, I'm not saying parlay her, but yeah, I'll throw her in with my picks. I'll throw all my picks in here so you see them. But I'm not doing like a multi-fight parlay. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't parlay her because there's so much value in picking her alone. There's no reason to parlay her with all these other fights. Because if Juliana Pena wins, right, and say Kai Kara France loses, well, shit, man. I made a brilliant pick with Juliana Pena, but I win no money because Kai Kara France happened to lose, right? So I wouldn't put Juliana Pena in my parlay. I'm going to give you a parlay, and then I'll give you some straight bets. Okay, Fred, how about that? So I'm going to give you my parlay here. It's a fun parlay. We're going with five fights. We're going with Dustin Poirier at minus 158. We're going with Santiago Ponzinibbio at 137. We're going with Cruz at plus 100. We're going with Ty at minus 112. And we're going with Miranda Maverick here at minus 137. $20 over at Bet99 will get you $373.68. Yay, yay, Team Dave! So that's my parlay, okay? It's a five-fight parlay. I'm going with Poirier, Ponzinibbio, Cruz, Tuivasa, and Maverick. 20 to get you 373 over at bet99.com. Now,
nice.
Freddie also wants some single bets, so I'm going to put single bets down. We're doing a single bet on Juliana Pena. $20 will get you at plus 600 right now. How about that? $140. Juliana Pena wins, $140 on a 20. That's good value. She will.
There's going to be a $20 loss there, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens, AJ.
Saturday night, man.
You got a parlay for me?
Freddie, you want to go or you want me to go?
I got a two-fight parlay.
Freddie, do it.
I got a two-fight. Simple, Freddie. Two-fight parlay, man, and I'm going with submissions, man. Ryan Hall by submission, Charles Oliveira by submission.
Oh.
Whoa. Boom, boom. Nice.
I don't have that.
That could possibly happen, man. Oh, wait, here we go.
Ryan Hall by submission.
You know that Poirier is not going to be able to submit.
Charles Oliveira by submission is plus 280. And if you combine those, Freddie, that's a two-fight parlay for Team Fred. Let's see what we have here. Yeah, that's money. $20 gets you $199.50. If Oliveira and Hall both win by submission, Hall plus 162 by submission, Oliveira plus 280. $20 gets you $199.50. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So that's the Team Fred parlay. It's pretty good.
That's a strong possibility, man. You know that Ryan Hall is going to win by submission. There's no doubt about it.
Are you flip-flopping again Oliveira fight?
No. I'm saying if Oliveira wins, it'll have to be by submission because he's not going to knock out Poirier, that's for sure. And you know Poirier is not going to be able to submit Oliveira. But that's a pretty good bet right there for $20, a nice payout. So I'm going to go with, obviously, like a long parlay, as usual. And, Dave, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, man?
Angelo likes my parlay. Angelo drops a super chat. He says, not a bad parlay, Dave. Thank you, Angelo. Hopefully we can all win on Saturday. AJ, what do you got? Give it to me.
I'm going to put on the shades of shame, man, because I'm going to flip-flop on this one. So I'm going with Dustin Poirier here for the I'm just going to go with Dustin Poirier with the knockout on this. I have a feeling Charles is going down. He doesn't have the chin to be able to sustain Dustin's, like, attack, especially in the pocket. It's going to be, it's like you said, a dogfight is exactly what it's going to be. And I don't think Charles is able to go that into that type of fight or into the distance with Dustin. Then
Poirier by knockout. Poirier by knockout is the favorite finish to happen right now. It's the most likely finish, plus 110. Poirier by decision, plus 600. Poirier by submission, plus 1,000. Oliveira by submission plus 280, Oliveira by decision plus 600, Oliveira by knockout plus 700. So that Poirier by knockout at plus 110 is where a lot of money is going there.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
And then, like I said, I can't believe that you're going against Amanda, so I'm going with Amanda on this. I'm going to go just with the straight win. I'm going to go with Santiago for the straight win. Then I'm going to go with Kai Kara with the straight win. Sean O'Malley, I'm going to go with the win on this one.
Jeez.
And then I'm going to stay here because I don't want to go into like the prelims or whatnot, because if somebody like Ryan Hall doesn't win, that's the end of my parlay. So I'm going to keep it because we're going to have an exciting night. Unless, like, I can pick.
That's how your parlay survives, by picking late fights.
Late fights, yep. Man. Because anything earlier, man, it's the end of the night, and I got to hear Dave through it all, man.
Because
no matter
AJ
if my
knows,
card comes out after, it's done.
AJ yeah. knows that he's actually so shit at picking fights. So he would rather not start the show on Saturday night as a loser already. He wants to start Saturday night with a clean slate so that maybe he could win.
Let's not forget, man. I still, out of all you guys, man, out of the last 6 months, I still came out with a 5-fight parlay win and a 6-fight parlay win. So if people went with my 5 or 6-fight parlay, they made good money. You know that. We have like,
and they lost it all with the rest of your picks. So there's AJ's parlay for the night. Dustin Poirier by knockout, Amanda Nunes to win, Santiago Ponzinibbio to win, Kai Kara France to win, Sean O'Malley to win. $20 on all those fights gets you $226.90. Team Dave's parlay is actually the one that cashes out the most, surprisingly. So there it is. AJ's parlay, 5 fights.
Well, it would have paid out a lot more, Dave, if you would have taken Penn. Did you take Penn on your card? You
didn't take Not on my you? Parlay, but I'm going to take her individually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I recommend that we take her. All the Team Dave members, we're going with Juliana Pena on Saturday night. And I'm going to be putting down some money on Juliana Pena, and I won some money last weekend on all sorts of people, Aldo and Chris Curtis and all sorts of guys. So we're doing well here on Team Dave. And Patrick C. Hamilton drops a super chat. He says, counting on Nunes going down. There you go. Thank you, Patrick.
It's going to be a hard one, man.
We're going to be winning Saturday night. We're going to be winning, Patrick, with the 777. Lucky sevens all the way from Patrick C. Hamilton out in Regina. Patrick is the super chat leader of the night right now. Can I finish a sentence without you jumping in and fucking saying some shit? No, I can't.
Dude, you know that it's not going to happen. Let's be honest, man. You're making the poor guy waste his money. I feel so bad.
Can never just get words out without AJ jumping in with, aka baka, booba da bow. Nonsense. Nonsense words from AJ. Good God.
You're making the poor guy lose money, man. Don't you feel bad? Let's be honest, man.
No, because I, unlike you, AJ, now here, I'm going to be the dominant cruise of this show, okay? I'm going to expose you for the fraud that you are, AJ. Unlike AJ, when Team Dave gives you picks...
What? Shout out
Shout out Angelo for the super chat. When Team Dave gives you picks, Dave actually bets on them. I'm putting the money down on these fights. I actually bet on my picks. I put my money where my mouth is. AJ never puts his cheap-ass money down. He's not doing nothing. He's talking. He's pulling things out of thin air. He's looking into a crystal ball. He's pretending, but he's never actually putting money down. He can say that he's winning money. Oh, Team AJ's doing this. I hit a 6-fight parlay. I hit a 5-fight parlay. You hit shit. You didn't win anything. Last weekend, I hit 3-fight parlays. I hit Chris Curtis. I hit Jose Aldo. I hit a bunch of fucking picks that I gave you that I then bet, which I will do again. And if Patrick loses money on Saturday off of Juliana Pena, well, I feel bad, but I'm also going to be losing money. And, you know, I feel worse when I lose money than when other people lose money, because it's my money that I'm losing, and I hate it.
Listen,
but I'm still going to bet.
Bet slip on Saturday. I'm coming with my bet slip.
I am betting responsibly by picking somebody that I've been following since when she was on The Ultimate Fighter and was a fucking terror. She has been a great fighter. She's had the ups and downs in her career, and I believe that this is where she puts it all together and beats Amanda Nunes. I think Amanda is the greatest women's fighter of all time, but as we know, as watching this sport for as long as we have, the fucking Anderson Silvas, everybody, George St. Pierre, I mean, not George St. Pierre, but most people, you know, most great fighters that we've seen, they come and they go. They have their time, and then they don't have their time anymore. And Amanda Nunes is reaching the end of her peak as an athlete. She's 33, she'll be 34, then she'll be 35, and then at 36, it's basically over. And I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying that's the kind of trajectory that most UFC athletes go through. Okay, I'm 36. My athletic peak is over. I don't even think I ever had one, right? So I'm not disrespecting Amanda because she's you know, gonna get older. I'm just saying everybody gets older and everybody reaches the expiration date, and I think that Amanda hits hers on Saturday night. I don't think Whoa. Amanda Nunes, when she loses, do you think she's going to be an underdog? Like, when somebody finally beats Amanda, right?
She's never going to be an underdog.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Until she loses.
Until she loses. She'll be a heavy favorite until she loses, just like Ronda was, just like Cyborg was. They're heavy favorites until they lose. Like, everybody goes down eventually, all right? At some point, Amanda has to go down.
With you that.
She has to go down at some point. Will Saturday night be the time? I think so. I think it will be. I've been wrong before. You know, if I'm wrong again, so be it. It's one fight. I'll tell you this. Most of my picks will come through. Will all of my picks come through? Maybe. But most of them will. Because that's the track record. And that's what I go by. And I'm monitoring how I do so that I can kind of bet on myself sometimes. You know, when I have an off week, the next week I don't often feel like betting, but then I say, wait a second, I did pretty badly last week, and I'm pretty good at this, so there's no way that it's going to be this bad this week. And then I put money down, and I win everything back from the week prior. It all evens out for me. Like Jerry Seinfeld. Even Steven.
Dave. So listen, if you really listen.
AJ, you're fucked. What
Seinfeld
are you talking about?
I had a question for you guys, but I'm kind of scared that put some. Well, I mean, like, we all saw the episode of, you know, George, when he goes into, he takes a piss in the bathroom in the shower. And you shouldn't do that in a public shower. That is terrible. That is terrible, George. But let's all admit it, man. We all piss in the shower and we don't want to admit it.
Why is it bad to do that? I never understood that. Why? I mean, I don't use
public
showers.
Shower, man. Other people are going to put their feet there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Solid point. All right. Go
but
on.
Where I was going is that we all do it, but we don't want to admit it. Not in a public shower, but, I mean, I'm just saying.
In your home shower, is that what you're trying to say? At home? Listen, man, it's your home. You're the king of your castle there, bud. You could do whatever you want in your shower. But listen, yeah, George has a point, man. Like, listen,
why did you want to bring that up to just? But Fred just wanted to talk about pissing in the shower. I think he just wanted to admit it.
I didn't think AJ would be so comfortable admitting it, and right now Dave is silent. So I'll say like he probably falls into the
it's happened
and doesn't want to admit it.
It's happened. I won't deny that it's happened. I'm not going to say that it's a regular occurrence. I try to avoid it, but sometimes it's unavoidable. Right? I think that's the main point. I think I try to not do it, but then sometimes it's like, well, what are you going to do at this point?
I mean, you got to go.
Well, that's right. There's water there. That's all the
same. It'll protect you from a lot of foot, like diseases and that kind of stuff. So you got a point there, Freddie.
Yeah, AJ goes like this. AJ cups it, and then he tries to drink it. Like Lyoto Machida. That's what.
Well, technically, if you were like, listen, man, if you want to survive in the wilderness, man, sometimes you got to drink your piss, man. Have you never read like
I
any
mean,
survival
Moses
book? Salou
used to
happens.
Say he pissed on his hands to make them like stronger because he
yes.
was fat like without
what?
Gloves.
Yes.
That I didn't know. Yeah, man. Who shook his hands after that, man? Let me tell you, not too many. That's the first I hear of that, man.
I remember that. I remember being a kid thinking, maybe I should do that. And then I thought, but batting gloves make me look so cool. I don't know. I always love buying a new pair of batting gloves before the season. Fantastic. Batting gloves are always fun. All right. That's my
feeling. It used to be like that here in Montreal, but no more Montreal Expos, man.
No, I'm talking about when I played baseball. Not just did you buy batting gloves before the Expos season so you could go to a game in batting gloves? Yeah, what are you talking about?
You haven't seen me and Marco at a baseball game, man. Me and Muscles, man, we dressed up like baseball players, man. We did so much stuff, dude. We had so much fun at the time.
You just like dressing up.
It all went downhill. Well, you got to have fun, man. We were trying to get – actually, this is no word of a lie. We were trying to get Marco to fill out an application or try to become, like, the mascot for the Expos, which was UP at the time, which we did everything to get Marco to be UP. He would have been the best, man. Marco would have been the best UP ever. He used to do it for free, man. You should have seen him running on the in the Big O. He used to get the fans doing the wave. Marco was known, man. It was incredible. We were talking about it the other day.
We went to
go see the Impact play. I tell you, dude, you want to get embarrassed? Listen, the thing with Marco is he doesn't understand what, like, there's no political correctness with Marco, but he said some things where I was like, usually I don't cringe, but there was a few things, but I'm like, oh, my God, Marco, I can't believe you said that, man. But the crowd loved it, man. It was crazy.
The crowd?
I can't repeat it. The crowd that was around, like, at the Impact
he's yelling
game,
these things.
If it makes you cringe, dude, he was yelling. Do not repeat it, because...
But it was classic, man. But you know what? The crowd loves it, man. That's the thing. You need a guy like Marco out there.
Yeah, Marco's the best. We love Marco. Yeah. I need a UP costume.
Man.
There's got to be one out there. I need a UP costume. You know? Just the head.
I'm sure there is.
Somebody get me the head. I just need UP.
I got the
hair
if you want. I have his hair. I got
I want a head. I want a UP head. All right?
I don't think you'll be able to get that, dude.
Patrick C. Hamilton is our Super Chat leader of the night. Angelo Contagonis, thank you for Super Chatting as well. He says it won't be Saturday night, Dave, for Juliana Pena. Everybody's so confident in Amanda Nunes. Why don't you guys bet all the money you have in the world on Amanda Nunes and see how you feel about yourself? How about that, AJ?
All the money in the world's going to give me like $10 profit, man.
I know, but I'm saying
why would I risk that
if you think it's
Amanda
a guarantee...
Nunes?
Why not bet $1,000 to win 100 or $10 or whatever it is? How much do you have to bet on Amanda Nunes to win any kind of money?
Well, I'm sure do it on Bet99. Do $1,000, man.
Yeah, I'm going to see.
Hey, just do it. Let's just see.
I'm about to do it, motherfucker. Don't rush me.
Listen, man, it's like Angelo knows. Back when when Greece won the Euro Cup, you remember that time? Like, they were such a crazy, like, underdog. They would have never won. They had to...
Yeah.
Beat, like, Portugal in Portugal.
If you bet, say, $100 on Amanda Nunes, you win $110 back. So basically, you win $10. Bet $100 to win $10.
Yeah.
Bet $1,000 to win $100.
Do Penna. Let's see what pays out on that.
Ooh, on what? On like $100 for Juliana?
On $100. Like $600. Yeah, you want to go wild, man?
$700. You bet $100 on Juliana, you get $700 back. It's a 600 profit. I mean, that's not bad.
You know, it's enticing, man. It's enticing, man.
It's enticing because I think she's going to win. Angelo says he dropped Super Chat. I may just do that. He's going to bet all his money in the world on Amanda Nunes. Don't do it, Angelo. She's going to lose, man. Don't do it. Oh, Angelo took over the top Super Chat there. Thank you, Angelo. Yeah,
look,
don't do that.
Knows,
I don't recommend that. I don't recommend anybody betting all the money they have in the world because, that's not responsible. Because you could lose. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Bet responsibly, please.
What was it? Who lost a lot of money? I forgot if it was Jake Paul or if it was Dana White. I know that Dana lost like about $1 million in some casino.
It happens.
I think he had
that's
put
what
Tyron a huge
Woodley's
bet.
Fighting now.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, Woodley's fighting Jake Paul. You didn't hear about this?
Again?
Where are you in the world? How do you not hear about this?
It's been a rough week, bud. I didn't hear this. Well, you know what?
Talk about unprepared, right? Talk about unprepared.
I'm kind of like DC on this, man. I'm kind of like DC. Tell me, bud. Tell me, what happened? Like, what's going on here? Why do they want to fight? Why did Jake Paul go with this?
Tommy
again?
Fury is out. He got hurt, so Tyron Woodley stepped in. The fight's, like, next week. Woodley stepped in last minute, then he's going to fight Jake Paul in the rematch instead.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
No, I'm joking.
I got to watch this, man. You know what? I'm going to tell you something with Tyron
No, I'm
Woodley.
Serious.
He came out like a ham the last time. If he comes out like the way he's supposed to fight, like really like throw those bombs and go for like a Hail Mary and knock him out, I'll give him the chance. But you know what? He's going to get outschooled again by Jake Paul.
Out-schooled.
If that's the case, there's no – outschooled, man. There's no
that's
way Tyron Woodley's
going to
be better. Well, yeah, it's outschooled, man. There's no way that he's going to be like able to beat Jake Paul, man. Jake Paul right now looks like a good boxer. There's no way Tyrone's going to be able to pull this off. Why? Why would Tyrone? I mean, I know why. He's going to be making more money off of this than he ever made in his UFC career. There's no doubt about it, but holy smokes. I wanted to see the Fury fight because Fury would have knocked him out. What was the reason of him canceling? Did he get injured? What happened?
Yeah. He got
injured.
He's scared of Jake Paul, I think.
Maybe. I mean, Jake Paul is like no joke, man. This kid can box now. Like, as much as you want to
he'll
hate
beat
him,
Woodley again.
The guy's beat every.
Remember
beat
when
Woodley again,
when he
man.
Beat Woodley last time and you lost your mind and you went completely nuts? And I told you Jake Paul was going to win and you were convinced that Woodley was going to win. It was going to be really easy. And then Woodley got destroyed and you like lost all faith in humanity on that night. That was the best.
It was crazy. And that's why I'm going with Jake Paul now, because there's no way Tyron Woodley, who embarrassed like the sport of combat sport, could go back there and embarrass
what?
Himself again a second time.
All right, show's over. AJ's losing his mind. The sport of combat sport.
Why?
Bye, AJ.
No, but he embarrassed himself,
bye, AJ.
Dude. We
You're
can't
embarrassing
do this
yourself.
Again. Why is he doing this?
All right. I will be back.
You motherfucker.
At some point.
I'm
going to
embarrass you when Amanda Nunes kicks Penna's ass. Saturday, bud. Tune in.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, man.
Johnny North
fun,
saying
man.
Jericho's in the hospital. It's a non-COVID health
what?
Issue. Fozzie show's canceled? Uh-oh.
Shit.
Well, we're wishing Chris Jericho all the best. Also wishing Jeff Hardy all the best. He got released by the WWE. Apparently,
what?
According to Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, Jeff Hardy released by the WWE, and it's because he was asked to go to rehab. He refused to go to rehab, so they released him from his contract. So Jeff Hardy released from the WWE today. Pretty big news in the world of pro wrestling. And we're wishing Le Champion. We're wishing. All right, AJ. Let's not make light of a difficult situation, shall we? And wishing
but you
Chris
take
Jericho.
The help, man.
Yeah. Well, maybe, or maybe you don't because you want out of your contract. Maybe you know if you, you know, you have a little relapse. You don't want to go to rehab, and you know that hey, you can get out of your contract if you don't take the help, and maybe go join your brother in some other wrestling company. I'm just saying, it's possible. Guys have done it before. It's happened.
Sad, man. It's a
well,
sad. Yeah, it's
is
sad.
It? I mean,
sad to hear.
Could be
yeah,
fun.
It is.
Could be just brothers reuniting. I mean, could be not so bad. So that's the news in pro wrestling. We usually do all the pro wrestling talk on Friday nights here on the Ringside Report Network. But I will be watching Johnny North in the ring. He will be on the pro wrestling show tomorrow night, MEWWrestling.com. For more info on that, you can get tickets still available, MEWWrestling.com. I will be there. AJ will be there. We'll be watching the show. We'll be watching our buddies Johnny North and Jeremy Prophet and Sexy Eddie and all the great MEW stars. Santino Marella will be there as well. Jacques Rougeau. Yeah. It's going to be a great time tomorrow night at the MTELUS. At MEWWrestling.com for more info. AJ and I will be there, so there will be no Wrestling Uncensored tomorrow after SmackDown, exceptionally tomorrow night, but we will be back for the show next Friday night, of course. And Monday night, I will be back for more Pro Wrestling Raw every Monday after Raw at 11 p.m. Eastern time, every Wednesday night after AEW Dynamite at 10 p.m. Eastern, and usually every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern after SmackDown. But, of course, we're going to be at the wrestling show tomorrow night. Johnny North, sometimes he's got to be in the ring doing the things. So we're going to be watching Johnny do his thing tomorrow night. And then AJ and I will be back. Oh, my God, AJ, do I really have to spend all this time with you tomorrow night? I'm going to go to a wrestling show with you Saturday night. I got to hang out with you here. Good God. so much.
Don't forget PR Mark.
AJ.
PR Mark.
Well, he's not
PR
coming
Mark
Saturday,
is
he?
Well, we could invite him if you want. It'd be funny, man. Get a take on someone who's just getting into, like, wrestling, who loves wrestling all of a sudden. He's looking forward to, like, seeing Johnny fight again, and he's, like, into the UFC now. Like, he's, like, a newbie, man. Newbie. It'd be interesting. We should bring him on Saturday. It'd be funny.
Yeah.
You're Mark, man.
I look forward to hanging out with Mark and AJ tomorrow. I'm just joking about not wanting to spend time with you, AJ. I think we're going to have a fun weekend.
I love you, bud.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're all right.
You're my homie, man. I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Are you doing something, another special event tomorrow night? Like, are you getting involved in the show? Like, tell me, man. Because the last one was awesome.
I don't think so.
They got into, like, some debate. No? You should go, like, walk with Johnny, man. You should be, like, his manager or something. Do something. Throw a chair in the crowd or something.
Maybe.
Okay, man. I'm in, man. If you're throwing a chair, I'm throwing a chair.
I don't know. Angelo's saying that apparently I was brought up today on the radio when they were talking about the MEW show, and I guess they brought me up. I don't know. I hope it was nice things they were saying, Angelo. I didn't hear, but that's nice.
They better. Also, tomorrow, man, it's going to be like Rumble in the Jungle, man, downtown Montreal.
I like that some guys on the station aren't scared to bring me up. That's good. Some guys have the balls, you know? It's good. We will show up tomorrow night at the MTELUS. I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing Johnny and Jeremy. Good buddy Jeremy Prophet. He's always sending me his picks for the UFC.
What a good wrestler.
You want to hear Jeremy's picks for the UFC tomorrow?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear Jeremy. Yeah, let's see
I'll give
what
you
says.
Jeremy's picks.
How about
Jeremy?
The cat?
I don't know.
What happened to the cat?
I'll give you Jeremy's picks for UFC because he's always good. He's always got good picks. Jeremy is going with Freddie. He likes Oliveira for a submission win. He's got Tai Tuivasa, Dan Ige, Miranda Maverick. And those are his main picks. But
those are
our boy Jeremy Prophet, great pro wrestler. He's with Freddie too. He thinks Oliveira gets a submission win. It's possible.
That's where the rest of his picks were. Those ones I can see coming out. Just the Charles one right now, man, I don't see that happening. But if it does come out, man, he's a winner. Fred, he's a winner, and me and you, Dave, are going to be, like, sobbing on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'm going to be really excited on Saturday after Juliana Pena shocks the world. I'm hyped for this, guys. I don't know. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy, and I kind of like it. I like how everybody thinks I'm crazy, because then when it does happen, I'll be like, what's up? Told you. And I'm going to win a lot of money, too. I'll be pretty well off. I'll be all right. Angelo's saying that they said nice things about me. That's good. I can't imagine that they would say bad things. Oh, that Dave. I hate that guy. What a dick. Do you see his arms? They're, like, not even that muscular anymore. Bullshit. They're still muscular. All right.
And he always gives me the wrong picks. Simon.
Oh, my God. You see he's picking Juliana Pena? What an asshole that guy is. Can't believe it. I'm like, yeah, what's over? Come on, guys. Be cool. That Dave, what an idiot. Juliana Pena. We'll see, guys. I'll show you, AJ and Fred. I'll show you all. Show everybody. All right. I'll see you guys on Saturday night. UFC 269 watch along. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a party. It's the Christmas season. Let's go. See you again. Saturday night, like the video, subscribe to the channel, do all the things, and I'll see you at the MEW Wrestling Show tomorrow night, and then we'll see all of us tomorrow, or Saturday, for the pay-per-view show, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Ringside Report Network.